Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92 with Johnson Memorial Health Services, and we're going to visit with certified nurse practitioner Jessica Mamer. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, did you enjoy the couple-day blizzard there earlier this week?
I guess you could call it enjoyable. It wasn't that bad. We've been really spoiled, so it's hard to complain about. We've had beautiful weather. This winter has been really, really good. So one last blizzard before we get some nice spring weather again.
Right. Best thing, most of it's melted already, so that's good.
Yes, that is good. It'll go fast, I think.
That's right. Well, Jessica, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself before we talk about our subject for this morning.
Yeah, so I'm Jessica Mamer. I grew up in the Ivanhoe area, and now my husband and our three boys and myself live down by St. Leo. Prior to working as a nurse practitioner up in Dawson, I worked as a registered nurse. I got that degree over in Brookings at South Dakota State University. And then after working for a number of years as a registered nurse, I decided to go back to school and get my master's degree. I did that through the University of North Dakota, and then now I've transitioned over here to Dawson as a nurse practitioner. And actually, I've been here just a little bit over a year. I started about a year ago exactly up in Dawson here.
Well, congratulations. You got 1 year in. That's great.
Yeah,
I know.
Seemed like it would never come, and now it's done.
No, it's done.
Yeah.
Now you're looking to 30 more years coming up.
Right.
You know, I have so many friends that graduate from the nursing program at South Dakota State.
So
talk about that program. It must be pretty successful, huh?
It is a really good nursing program. You know, it's known by a lot of individuals just for how successful people are coming out of that program. I highly recommend it. You know, it's a good school overall.
Yep.
And, you know, you get that nice small town South Dakota school as well, which is always a benefit too, not living in a big city, and it works well for kiddos coming around this rural area.
Right. I remember that. The reason I mentioned that is a good high school classmate of mine, Dan, was one of the only male, this is in the 70s now, male nurse. He went into that program as a male nurse, and so, you know, now it's, 50-50 maybe? I don't know.
Oh, I would say it's got to be close to 50-50, yeah.
But he was one of the first ones to go into that program, so that was pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
That's his claim to fame.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Jessica, what's our subject for today?
So March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, so just going to talk a little bit about colorectal cancer and different screenings that we have available to catch things early and to prevent from further advancements. Overall, colorectal cancer, as you can tell, it's cancer that occurs within the colon or the rectum. It's actually the fourth most common cancer diagnosed within the United States in both men and women, and very deadly cancer when we aren't catching it early on. Fortunately, we do a really good job at screening for colon cancer through the use of colonoscopies, which is key because obviously colon cancer is preventable and even treatable when we're catching it really early. So just staying on top of your screenings so we're catching things early is really, really important. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're starting to see a rise of about 10% in individuals under the age of 50 who are now being diagnosed with colon cancer. And, you know, there's further research being done just to really try to figure out why that is. So prior to over the last few years, it was recommended that people started getting their colonoscopies at age 50. However, now it has dropped down to age 45. So really important to get in, talk to your doctor when you start hitting that age of 45, and get scheduled for that colonoscopy just so you get that early screening done. Also important to consider, if you are considered more high risk, you may be eligible to even do it sooner. And just an example of someone who may be high risk would be an individual who has a family member, a first-degree relative. Say your dad was diagnosed with colon cancer at the age of like 50. You may want to consider starting your colonoscopies even at age 40, just because that puts you at more high risk because you have that first-degree relative. So again, get in, talk with your doc, see what age you should really get started at, but for your most average risk individuals, it is going to be 45. Obviously, the colonoscopy is our gold standard. It's the best way to test, it's the best way to really see what's going on in that colon. If you have the early development of polyps, it's the best way to get those removed. I know people do not prefer to do colonoscopies. The night before is not the most enjoyable. The procedure itself is fairly straightforward. But it's really the night before, that prep, that really scares people away. Mm-hmm. There are a couple other options. People will sometimes do a ColoGuard. That's an at-home test. And there's even some tests that can be done here in the clinic. However, if anything comes back on those that's worrisome, we automatically refer you for a colonoscopy anyway. So just because you do one of those doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get away with not doing the colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. So just talk about your options, figure out what's best for you, and just make sure you get in and get screened. It's going to be way easier to take care of something early on than when things are more advanced and, mm-hmm. you know, we have a longer journey and road ahead of us for treatment plans from there.
Yep. How often did you say that someone should get a colonoscopy?
So that's a good question. Okay. So it kind of depends on how your initial colonoscopy turns out. There's a little bit different guidelines. You know, say you do a colonoscopy, everything looks good, no concerns. It's every 10 years they recommend rescreening. You do a colonoscopy, you have some polyps removed, and it kind of depends on the number of polyps you have removed. Then they would recommend rescreening in 5 years. Some people are a little shorter than 5 years. Just, again, it goes back to how many polyps you ended up having removed or if there's any concern for anything else going on. But as long as everything looks good, you're free and clear for another 10 years.
Okay. Yeah, on a personal level, I just had a colonoscopy a few weeks ago. And, you talked about polyps. You know, they took some polyps and stuff like that. So how many polyps are normal in a colonoscopy, Jessica?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay. I think it goes more back to the size of the overall polyps. You know, I think off the top of my head, I think it's if you have two or more polyps removed, then they recommend screening again in 5 years.
Yep.
So, and again, goes back to the size. And then once they remove those polyps, they always get sent out to pathology to make sure it's just a benign adenoma that's growing and no other concerns based on that. So kind of individualized in that term.
Yeah, you're right. The night before is not very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I just went and experienced that myself, but it's something you have to do. So.
Right, and I think it's important to remember one night that's unpleasant could save you many days of a long journey that's very unpleasant. So just a lot of prevention we can do there, and stopping things early and catching things early is really key.
Now, is there a difference between how often women should have colonoscopies or men, or about the same, or what would you say about
that? It is the same. Yep, it goes back to just depending on how your colonoscopy goes, whether it's going to be 10 years or drop back down to a different amount of years if there was something that was found.
Okay.
But yeah, no difference between man or woman.
Okay. Yeah, preventive is the way to go, right? Stay on top of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Staying on top of things. You know, there are some cancers we're very fortunate that we can screen for. There's others that we're not able to screen for. So it's just obviously important to use the tools that we have at our hands to catch things early for those different cancers that we have available to us.
All right, anything else, Jessica?
Let's talk about the symptoms a little bit.
Okay.
Just so people are aware of something going on, what should I be concerned about? I think one of the biggest things is your change in your bowel habits. A lot of abdominal pain, whether that be just pain, you're nauseated, you know, you're full really quick even though you're not eating a large amount of food, constant bloating and cramping, any rectal bleeding, weight loss that you can't explain, fatigue and weakness. Those are some of your most common symptoms that may be a little red flag that you want to stop in and get checked out with your doctor.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. So, all right. Well, we're visiting with Jessica Mamer. Jessica's a certified nurse practitioner from Johnson Memorial Health Services, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Is that right?
That is correct,
okay.
Yes.
Yep. One more question. You mentioned the age group. I don't know if they're millennials or what, but it's kind of on the rise, and we don't mm-hmm. know why.
Yeah, that's right. They're trying to figure out why. It's one of the only cancers that they're seeing such a rise in, like, your younger population in, and I don't know if there is a good answer right now as to what is going on.
All right, Jessica. Well, thank you for a wealth of information there. We appreciate that. And before I let you go, what do you like about working at Johnson Memorial Health Services, Jessica, since you've been there a year now?
Yeah, I think I like that it's small enough. You know the people in the hallway. You know, everyone is so friendly, but still big enough to make a big impact and be able to serve our patients to the best.
All right, real good. Thanks for your time this morning, Jessica. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Jessica Mamer from Johnson Memorial Health Services, and that's been another Doc Talk here on Q92.